There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York.
Hello, this is Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 280 for February 20th, 2011.
We can live the high life in New York.
The music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet.
There you can't go wrong, sister.
And once again, this week we're featuring a song by Amy London. And the song's entitled, There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon.
And there'll be nothing too good for me and you.
And it's from the album, When I Look Into Your Eyes.
In the latest Paris styles, and the blues will be forgetting, will be forgetting.
And a little more about Amy London. You know, last week I received an email from Amy, and that was after I featured her song, Let's Fly. And I featured that on the show. Amy thought her song was perfect for a travel agent show. So this week I'm featuring another one of Amy's songs, and that's There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon, which is also a good travel agent song as well. Now, once again, Amy's great music is available on iTunes, Amazon, and other popular music sites. And there are links in my show notes you can click on and purchase Amy's music. Okay, now you might ask, hey Barry, this is a travel agent show. Why are you doing music? Well, the music is a great way to open the show, and I like promoting independent artists. And many of the radio stations in this country are owned by one or two companies, and they have the same old playlists playing the big artists over and over again. And I like the variety the independent artists bring to music, and I like to promote the music that you don't hear on the big box radio stations. In fact, one of my listeners commented to me that 9 out of the last 10 songs he purchased were songs played on this show. So I hope you enjoy the music, and please support these independent artists and buy their songs. Drop me an email and let me know what you think about the music on the show. Hey, I want to thank you for listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And coming up in the show, we have a great interview with someone who you'll recognize. And the interview is about Avoya Travel, who are a host agency, and I think you'll want to learn more about Avoya Travel, so stand by and listen for that coming up here in the show. And I want to thank you once again for listening. Thank you for subscribing if you're subscribing, and if you're not, you can go over to iTunes or to the Zune player if you have Microsoft, or you can subscribe on BlackBerry. You know, I've noticed that I've had a great influx of BlackBerry listeners here lately. So, again, thank you for subscribing and listening to the show. And you can go to the show notes at www.hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent, all one word, .net. And you can find the show notes, and you can subscribe to the email, which will bring the show notes to you in your email inbox every week. Now, the show runs a little bit long, so I'm going to cut the business segment a little bit short. But in the business segment, I want to point out that, you know, have you ever been to a client's location or had a client meet you somewhere or come to your house and you wish that you could get that deposit for their cruise or their vacation right away and capture that on your credit card or capture their credit card as soon as possible and get that amount charged? Well, now, you know, you can, because there's some very interesting devices offered for your smartphones. And it's a credit card reader. There's a credit card reader for the iPhone, and there's one for BlackBerry, Android, and also the iPad and more. And this is through Intuit, and they're the people that make QuickBooks, a great online accounting software. And you can sign up for an Intuit merchant account, and you download the GoPayment mobile app, and then you can accept credit cards on your phone anytime, anywhere. Now, how about that? And then the card reader is free, and there's $0 monthly service fee. What a deal. So if you want to accept credit cards on the spot when you're out there making the sale, you might want to check out Intuit GoPayment. And this is not a commercial. You know, I'm not being paid to promote this. In fact, there are other vendors out there, including one called Square, that is developed by Twitter's co-founder Jack Dorsey. And I'll have a link to these in the show notes so that you can go and check them out on your own. So take advantage of that. Accept credit cards on the spot with your iPhone or your smartphone, whatever you have. Okay, with that, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment, and here we go.
Well, welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and once again we have Laureen Romero here, and we have a special guest, and we're excited about the guest we have here. The guest has been on the show several times, but it's always fun to have him back, and I'll let Laureen do the introductions here. So Laureen, take it away.
Great. Thank you. Yes, we do have a fabulous guest on. I'm a huge fan of Scott. He's been on the show wearing different hats. And one of the things that Barry and I like to do is to be able to provide an opportunity for people to come on and talk about other host agencies. I personally can only speak about the one that I have been with for the last couple of years, but I'm so thrilled to be able to say that we have Scott Keft, the Vice President of Sales for Avoya Travel, also known as American Vacation Center, on the show. And he is going to talk about all the wonders and the joys of membership for Avoya Travel. Scott, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to jabber with you and to talk with you and give my two cents in on the industry and what's happening, and I really appreciate your inviting me on.
Awesome. Well, I understand you've taken over as VP of Sales, which is perfect for you. I can't think of anybody better to help move this host agents to the top. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Avoya, what you do, and where are you leading these lovely people?
Well, that's perfect. Well, thank you. And again, thanks for all your kind words. This industry, of course, is in my blood, and I've been at this business for about 25 years and really love it and love all the people in it. And it's just so fun to help people try to reach their goals. And that's really been my passion for most of my 25 years in this industry, is to see what I can do to help people reach their goals and to become successful in this industry. And as you know, I've done it by wearing a lot of various hats over my career, and from both an association perspective and having run a couple of the major franchise chains, as well as consortias, and on the host side. And so I was very excited when this all came together for me to join Avoya Travel, because I've known the Andersons, who own Avoya Travel, for probably almost my full 25 years in the industry. As my career started in San Diego, and now I'm coming full circle back to where the Andersons happen to reside, which is in San Diego. And so we're very excited about coming together and again, expanding on the opportunity that we present in the industry. And maybe I'll start by kind of explaining a little bit about Avoya and where we fit within the industry. And in that, as you know, there are a number of different choices that every travel agent has in terms of how they run their business and the way that they proceed in the business. And of course, first is that someone could become an employee and work for someone and take a job, working more of a 9-to-5 or a set hour kind of role in retail travel. But then, so for those that have the entrepreneurial bent, there really is a three choices that an agent or an agency can make in terms of the way that they decide to run their business or model their business, I'll say. And the first choice would be to become what I will say is 100% independent, where you set it up as Scott's cruises and tours and vacations or whatever the case might be, and then you directly connect with every vendor that you do business with and work with them directly. While certainly that's an option that people could look at and decide to pursue, in most cases it's extremely difficult for either an individual or a small agency to be able to have the impact or actually the income that they would need to even survive and certainly to thrive in the industry. So the next choice, and one of the things that an agent or agency can look at, is the choice to affiliate with a consortium. And in that case, they would belong to that consortium for a couple of primary reasons, and that would be some support and also for marketing assistance. And this would be companies that would provide let's say direct mail or email support through to an existing database of customers that agency or agent may have, and then to provide some additional support. However, in most cases, still the commission level, the income level, which is what that really comes down to, would remain relatively similar for whether they stay as independent or they go through consortium, because again, that's the commission levels generally for most of the suppliers is based on production. And so while there might be some advantage in the consortium level, the truth is it still requires a significant amount of volume to begin to drive up to the 11, 12, 13, 14 plus percentage for any individual supplier. So in most cases, what I recommend to people is that if they are probably in excess of $1 million in volume and specifically are doing their business with two or three suppliers with the vast majority of their business, then that would maybe be a good choice for them to be with the consortium and to work in that environment. Otherwise, the third option is the one that I recommend to most agencies and agents, and especially home-based folks that are looking to get into the industry, is to become hosted. And of course, the host environment basically means that you affiliate with, and in most cases, you will keep your same name, and you can keep the name of your agency, but you affiliate with a host agency, and then, again, based on the business arrangement, you will split your commissions, but the commissions have a much higher level to start with. So in almost all cases, the financial benefit would far outweigh the fact that you are splitting that commission. And for that split, of course, you get very valuable support and marketing. And so, again, there's the overall pitch. I'll say that the vast majority, and I'm going to say up to probably 90-95% of all agencies that want to get into the business, stay in the business, be a home-based agent, really need to make that choice and, I think, lean towards the hosted environment. And by the way, and then in the host world, you have some really different types of models to sign up for within hosting. So you have some that are going to be franchises, as an example, that might be a franchise where it is a common name. You've got others that are that provide some support but not real strong support, and some that are very strong, let's say, in AIR or in the GDS type of arrangement that they have. In other words, providing certain technologies that the airlines tend to favor, and others that tend to lean more towards the leisure side, et cetera. So there's a lot of choices there. Now to get completely self-serving is that on the Voya side, why I decided to join Voya and why it is in such a unique position in the industry is that, excuse me, Voya itself started almost 40 years ago and started as a tour operator and then became a brick-and-mortar operation with about, I think it was 12 or 13 different locations throughout San Diego. And their model really went through a metamorphosis probably about 10 years ago. And it is now very much of a marketing organization that uses independent affiliates as the entities who do the actual sales of their products. So another way to say that is that our model is extremely different than most of our other hosts for one primary reason. And that is that we provide the marketing, not just the marketing, but the actual leads of new clientele for our agents to work on. And what makes that so unique is that there's a lot of host agencies and even consortiums that, again, will provide marketing. But the difference there is that in all of the other cases that you have to provide the names. So you need to provide the database, you provide the names, and then they can do the marketing. That marketing can be very good, but it still is up to the independent affiliate to find and work with new clientels. And that has become more and more difficult in today's society. And as an example, I just read a study the other day that 65% of all transactions in travel now begin on the internet. So even though it might be wonderful that you can go out and talk to the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis Club and all those kinds of other places, and you do everything you can to network and to talk to more folks and to get yourself out in the marketplace, the truth is most people, no matter what, still go to the internet. And so they're going to go to the internet, they're going to go to the strongest players at the internet, and Voya happens to be in a very unique position in that we are really one of the top entities on the internet in terms of generating leads. And so we actually provide those live leads to our independent affiliates And then they actually can then build a relationship with that customer. And we want the personal relationship and a lifetime relationship built so that they can continue to repeat business. But our job really is on the outsourcing basis to hand them new customers to work with on an ongoing basis.
So how does that system work? I'm curious. I actually know somebody who works there who is a huge fan of yours, Scott. Her name's Deb Gronsky, and I'm hoping right now that she's listening to this podcast on a treadmill. She just
Hi, Deb. Hi, Deb. Be careful. Don't trip. Don't trip, Deb.
And she has been with ABC, now Avoya, for several years, and she speaks very highly of it. And she says that your system of referral has been working well for her. Can you talk about how that works?
Absolutely. And again, it is a very unique system. And I will say that, like all host agencies, we're not for everyone. And just as I said, I believe there are certain parameters of why someone would remain 100% independent, and then why someone would choose a consortium, and then thirdly, why they would choose a host. But then even within the host, there's, of course, a lot of choices of why an agency would decide to affiliate with any particular host. And there certainly are fabulous hosts out there. But again, what we've begun to see in the industry is that more and more agencies, while they have the opportunity through either great host relationships or consortiums to have wonderful marketing, is again that marketing is focused on the database that they bring to the table. And so it's become more and more difficult to compete. It's become a very difficult situation for an agent to make enough noise in their neighborhood or wherever and however they're doing it. And if they try to do it on the internet, of course, it becomes incredibly expensive. So we're in a position that we literally do spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in marketing. And really the way it works is it's a very unique system in that it's one thing to say, we have leads, because there are certain companies in our industry that sell leads. You can purchase them at, $1, $10, $15, whatever the case might be. There are also other companies that say, yes, we give you a lead, that we can generate a lead. But actually that to some extent is not the secret to success, because you could purchase a lead, and the same thing, even a company can go out and buy leads from the internet. However, in many cases, those leads are either old or really not all that effective, and I don't hear a tremendous amount of success stories on those leads. What makes us so unique is that we have a system really designed that is different than anyone else in the industry, in that we do the marketing for the leads, but then we also do everything we can from our perspective, and literally have almost 100 people here that work for us, none of which sell directly to the consumer, but all of which are designed to help make that lead as valuable as possible by the time that it reaches one of our independent affiliates. Because the truth is, when you're dealing in the internet, and again, as I said, 65% of Americans now are starting on the internet when they're making their decisions and starting to look at travel, is that a lot of it comes down to timing and making sure that you reach people at the time that they want to be reached, and that lead is as active and alive as possible. So we do a lot of work, and again, a lot of our systems are designed to make that as good a lead as possible. That doesn't mean that these are folks who are ready to just hand over their credit card. This is still a business then that once that lead does come to one of our affiliate agencies, the fact is that it's still a lot of work. They still have to know how to sell. We provide them a tremendous amount of training, which is a lot of what I do, on the best way to close an internet lead and the best way to deal with an internet lead and all the steps that need to be taken. And again, it's not an easy process, but it is a process that can be learned. And so the leads are distributed, and they are distributed also in two very unique ways. And first, they're distributed by specialty. Our belief is that our business is too big to know everything about everything. So we ask our independent affiliated agencies to, in essence, raise their hand as to which products they would like to focus on and to specialize in. And so we distribute leads based on those specialties. There's no sense in giving a lead on a product or a brand if the agency really has no desire in selling it or knows nothing about it. So we provide a tremendous amount of product training and supplier training, and then allow our agencies to choose the specialty. And then within that specialty, once they've chosen that, the other thing that, again, makes our business so unique is that we are very much of a sales-oriented business, and that means that the leads are distributed based on the productivity of the agent. So the leads are distributed based on the success rate of that agency. So, again, the way that the leads are distributed becomes that when a lead comes in, it will go to the person who has the highest propensity of selling that particular product. Of course, not everyone is always online all the time, so it's a very unique kind of algorithm that's set up to pass that down the list based on who's available to take leads at any given time. So it's a little complicated, but the bottom line is that it's a sales-driven organization, and we do look for people who have some experience in the industry. And the reason for that, by the way, is that we don't look for people who have a certain book of business so that we can just bring that business under our umbrella to help increase our commissions. It turns out more than 90% of our business is generated from leads that are actually generated from a Voya Travel. So we're not looking for people to bring us a lot of business to increase our volume. What we're really looking for is people who know their products and know how to sell. And then the primary reason that we ask for people to have experience is we want them to be able to be good at customer service. And again, it's relatively easy to teach somebody the processes in sales, and if somebody's got a great sales personality, they can use that. But if they've never been in travel before and they're brand new to travel, then where things sometimes fall apart is on the back end, on the booking process and all of those hundreds of phone calls that we all know that we deal with once a booking is made. So again, that's the reason that we do have some qualifications. We don't have a program that's designed for new people. I know other host agencies do, and that's wonderful. Our model today is based on bringing in folks that have some experience.
Which really for you is a win-win, and also for them, because you expect them to have the history and the knowledge, and you provide them with the leads. And so we all have to start somewhere. As you and I both know, we all start fresh somewhere. But it sounds like Voya Travel really is geared to be able to have the close of sale, which means that's a happy customer. A happy customer who is ready to be able to go on vacation. You have a travel agent who has the knowledge and the experience and is available for them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, the truth of the matter is that it's we're in a competitive industry, and it's not an easy business. And well, one of the things, if you've ever seen me speak, is you know that I've been accused of using tough love when I speak to travel agents, because I do want to point out that while this is a fabulous business and a wonderful industry, the truth is that it's not easy. And to make a living and to make significant income is not an easy thing. And we are very proud of the fact that we have probably some of the highest paid travel agencies in the country that work on and are affiliated under the Voya system. And The truth is, though, that it's not just because of our system, but it's because of their hard work, and that they are excellent at what they do, and they are truly experts at what they do. And in this competitive environment that we are in, people can discern that, and they can discern that very, very quickly in terms of if they've got a real expert in the product. So that's the reason that we really want to have people that have that experience to join Voya, because of the fact that, again, we feel that there is a competitive advantage if the consumer knows they're dealing with someone who has some experience.
So what is the process? Let's say one of our listeners is looking new host agent, and they are totally wowed by you and this interview. What's the process?
Well, that would be certainly a nice thing to have happen. I'm certainly hoping that we're wowing people as we speak here. What I would recommend is that anyone who is interested to go to joinavoya.com, and that's join, and that's A-V-O-Y-A, avoya.com. And And just kind of take a look at what we have there and the information that we have. And there's a form on there to request some additional information, and you'll talk to a couple of our one of our talent scouts that would contact you. And again, you know, what we're really looking for is if someone's on this and they're listening to this and they say, well, I'm already doing $2 million in business and I've got all the business that I could possibly ever want, well, you're probably not the right person for us, and we'll just say congratulations, you're doing fabulous. But if there's someone that's been in business and they have had some success, so they have had some sales, which is, again, what we're looking for, is we want someone that has been in the business, and we're really looking for people who are really serious about the business. We're not really, again, we do not require that someone be full-time, and again, these are all independent contractors, so everyone can do business when they want and how they want and where they want. But we have found from a success perspective is that those who are really dedicated to the business are the ones who are going to obviously have the most success. But what we are excited about is that we've got all kinds of different walks of life, all kinds of background that are part of our system. And again, what we're looking for is people who are dedicated, truly professional. You know, what the only thing we really are asking for beyond the experience is for someone to have fabulous professionalism and integrity.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a pricing structure for this? How do you base the level for someone to, say, be entry level, or how does your scheduling work?
Right. We really only have one price, and again, it's because we don't really have a system for someone new to the business. So everyone, mm-hmm. You know, is in essence new to us if they decide to join us. And excuse me, the price on that is $495. So our affiliation fee is a one-time fee of $495. And then, of course, we offer training and you know, and then after training or a period of time, leads are then offered. And again, like anything else, there's no requirement to take the leads. And again, the leads are offered over a period of time based on performance and how the agency does with the leads. But it basically, once someone does go through our process and our screening process on our side and pays the registration fee, usually within a couple of weeks, they're set up and in the system. And again, it's an amazing piece of technology that we have. We have a completely proprietary system called Agent Power. And that system, what makes it so unique is it's not only just a matter of getting you a lead, but it all happens within the same system. So one of the things, and matter of fact, I read in a software magazine just recently that the big trend over the next 5 years is not going to be that there will be new software. The big trend will be that of the software that exists, there'll be more changes in terms of how those software interact with each other. So as we all know, you know, there's plenty of customer relationship management programs out there, there's booking engines out there, there's email programs out there, marketing programs, etc. But there's very few entities in the travel industry in particular where all of those pieces talk to each other and are completely coordinated. And we have our technology, which is certainly always in a growth mode and improving all the time, but our goal is to have all of those pieces integrated. So literally, we notify you of the lead through the system. When a lead comes in, there's a tremendous amount of information in some cases that's attached to the lead in terms of what they've been looking at already, what their specific interest is, maybe even what page on the website that they've been looking at. And then once the process begins from the independent affiliate to begin to talk with that customer, all that data is retained in the system. They then, for a good number of our suppliers, can actually book from within the system, so they don't have to go outside of the system to book. It's all under one kind of program. They don't need to learn 17 different booking engines. They book it in there. All of that transaction takes place within the same system, and even the accounting takes place there. So it's, and then of course all the marketing ongoing continues from that same system. So again, it's a very unique program that of course we do spend a lot of time training on and get someone started right away.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, is it web-based or is it an actual application in your computer?
That's a great question. It is web-based. Web-based, even to the point that was a funny story, is that we had our annual conference. We were able to take a few hundred of our independent affiliates on the Allure of the Seas on its inaugural, which was this past November. And, of course, it was a fabulous experience, and what an amazing ship that was. It was incredible. But prior to that, we did a couple of days at a land-based hotel in Fort Lauderdale where we did a lot of different speeches and workshops, et cetera. And one of the speeches was kind of funny, and I don't recall, and maybe it's a good thing I don't recall who it was, because I remember I was sitting at one of the tables, and I looked over, and there was a couple of our independent affiliates that had their iPads set up in front of them on their desk. And my first reaction was, well, that's kind of rude. I mean, somebody's up there talking. You know, what are they doing on their iPad while somebody's talking to them? And so I kind of wandered over, made my way over, and looked a little closer when I realized that in both cases they were booking cruises as they were sitting there listening to one of our speakers. So our system is very, very updated, and a lot of people actually, you know, have let us know that, and they've even done it on their phone and made bookings on their phone, but even more so on the iPad, that they can take their iPad almost anywhere and, you know, are booking extraordinary packages while you know, sitting in an airport or sitting on a beach, because it can all be done remotely.
Which is, it's awesome that you've moved forward in that kind of technology, because the iOS really is how people are going. They're more portable, and that's an excellent example, because they don't have their laptop with them. They have an iPad, and anybody who goes through TSA knows that you don't have to take it out and show it, because iPad is not a computer, so you don't have to take it out for the TSA. So, again, little bits and pieces are really making this sort of new technology really personable, and it's great to see that it is web-based, because you aren't always going to have your computer with you. So that's an awesome story. Thank you.
You betcha.
So, Barry, I know you always have great questions.
I should say, needless to say, I didn't bother either of them about working on their iPad at the conference.
Yeah.
Stop that sale. Stop it right now.
Yeah. Now, I might have done that if I was speaking, but no, not if somebody else was.
Yeah, I do have a question, Scott. You know, early on in your talk here, you were talking about the three options that travel agents have, and that, and this is a question for people that may not, that may be new to the industry and not understand how all this works. But you said that a host agency can offer higher commissions than you may have otherwise if you're out on your own. And how does that work? How could they offer higher commissions?
That's a great question, Barry. And the reason that works is that a host agency, in essence, consolidates all their business under one tracking number. So whether it's a tracking number or phone number or whatever, if a certain cruise line or tour operator or resort has the volume coming in under one phone number or under one entity, then, of course, our business, like every other business, is based on volume, and so the commission level goes up to on a ratcheted basis based on volume. And again, any of the larger host agencies is going to reach maximum commission level because of the fact that they are consolidating their business between all of their independent agencies that are affiliated with them. So it is in almost all cases, and just strictly from a financial perspective, my argument has been, again, this is across for all host agencies, not just Avoya, is that with the rare exception, someone says, well, gosh, you know, I'd rather make 100% of my commission than make, 80% of my commission doing it through you, or whatever the case might be with each host. And I will pretty much guarantee you that across the board, almost any independent agency, if they ran the math, will realize that they'll end up making more money because of the fact that the host agency has, let's say, 15 or 16 or whatever the case might be on their commission, and 80% of that is higher than 100% of 10%. And so, again, when you just look at the numbers, and as much as we might want to get emotional and think that we're not independent still, the fact is you still are independent, you're still 100% your own business, but you've just made a good business decision because you've increased your bottom line. And remember that, you know, maybe a 1% difference, you say, well, okay, what's the big deal? I was making 10, and now my net is 12 or something. So that's a 2% difference. No, it's actually a 20% difference. So that's a huge difference in your income to the bottom line.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. This has been wonderful. Is there any last points you'd like to have our listeners listen to? I know that Boy has been around for a long time and that it really is well established and you have a good program going on. And it sounds like it's very personable and that your staff is very passionate about being able to help their clients and be able to be there and available for them.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And one of the things that we do point out with Avoy is that we are a family-owned business and a family-run business. And it was really a pleasure for me to come into an environment like this that really we believe that and kind of run it as a family. And we really treat our folks with respect and give them tremendous support programs. And we're thrilled to be in this industry and thrilled to be helping people reach their goals and to reach the type of income that they're wanting and to do it within a structure that is supportive. And again, we've got a tremendous number of people here that are all passionate about the business and the success of individuals within that business. So it's a great business. It's a great company. I continue to point out it's not for everyone. It's not, we don't pretend to be the ultimate solution for all folks. But, again, for the right people, it is a tremendous opportunity. And I'm reminded sometimes about someone told me the story that in a high school gymnasium once they brought in an assembly and they had the Army, the Navy, and the Marines come and speak and recruit. And the Army guy stood up and said, "You know, if you join the Army, we're going to make you all that you can be, and we're going to make you a better person, and you really need to join the Army. We would love to see every single one of you join the Army." And then the Navy person stood up and said, "Well, here's the deal. In the Navy, we give you the opportunity to see the world, and you can see anywhere, and it's going to be really a good opportunity for you to travel, and every one of you should come and join the Navy." And the Marine stood up and said, "There's only maybe two of you in here that I even want to talk to." And who do you think had the longest line to talk to at the end of the assembly? And that really, to some extent, is us. We're looking for the very best and folks who really want to excel in this industry.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Scott, for being on our show. I am so excited about you being in the leadership position because my personal and professional experience of you as a person is no matter what you touch, it turns out to be absolutely wonderful and you bring it to the next level. So Avoy is very, very fortunate to have you on their team, and Barry and I are very honored that you came on the show again. And I have to swear, it's between you and Deb and Tanya Hancock. You're all juggling to be on the show the most, which is an honor for us.
Yeah, thank you, Scott, very much.
For me, and I certainly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Barry, if our listeners need to reach you, what is a good way to be able to connect with you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen?
My email, as always, is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com, and Facebook is Laureen R, and that's spelled Lorene, and the last initial is R. So thank you very much, Scott. Glad to have you on a new board, and thank you for being on the show, and we'll talk with you, Barry, next week.
Yes, thank you. And we'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, thank you, Laureen, and thank you, Scott. Great interview, great information for our listeners. Thank you very much. Now on to a couple of news items that I have today. And the first news item, and I'll have a link to these in the show notes, both of the news items, is that Walt Disney World announces dates for their Star Wars weekends. Now, Walt Disney World has announced the dates for its Star Wars weekends. Say that quick. The event will run every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from May 20th until June 12th. Now, the Star Wars weekends promise to feature a large collection of characters from the hit motion pictures. Also, that's going to feature limited edition merchandise and celebrity autographs will also be available. Now, if you want to help your clients take advantage of this, you should start making arrangements for their visit right now. And also another interesting thing is that special appearances are going to be included in this, and members of the original Star Wars cast are going to show up on occasion, including Anthony Daniels, the actor who played the droid C-3PO. Now, admission to the event is included with all tickets to Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, the second article that I found is from ASTA, and it has to do with an ASTA-NACTA study. And what they found is that independent travel agent business has increased in 2010. Now, the survey findings, among several findings, these are just a few, that 75% of the respondents have a cruise niche and earn an average commission of 14% on those sales. Now, most independent travel agents averaged 33 hours a week selling travel in 2010, and one-third say travel is their only source of personal income. And 33% of the respondents have employees and or independent contractors. 46% of agents consider themselves a hosted independent, and those 91% split commissions with their host. 67% of independent agents do not use a global distribution service, a GDS. And among suppliers, Royal Caribbean was the top cruise supplier, Globus the top escorted tour supplier, and Marriott was the top hotel supplier, and Sandals was the top resort supplier. And the Caribbean and Mexico were top destinations. Now, there's more about this, and if you're an ASTA member, you can get a copy of this survey if you wish, but there is a link in the show notes to this press release. Well, that's the news for the week, and that's the show. That wraps up the show for this week, and I'm glad to have you all aboard, and we'll look forward to having you back next week. And until then, have safe travels. Stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye.
There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me. That's where we belong, sister. You and me, we can live the high life in New York. Come with me. There you can't go wrong, sister. We'll buy us the swellest mansion up on Upper Fifth Avenue. And through Harlem we'll go strutting, we'll go a-strutting. And there'll be nothing too good for me and you. We'll dress up in silks and satins in the latest Paris styles. And the blues we'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, no nothing but smiles. Come along with me, that's a place to be. Get on the boat, don't be a fool, come along. There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong. that smiles. Come along with me, that's a place to be. Don't be a fool, get on the boat, come along. Sister, that's where we belong. Get on the boat, don't be a fool. It's leaving soon for New York City. So pretty.